News in your ward. Central ward. Central ward councillors. Councillor George Blenkhorn. Phone 0429 139 902. Email g.blenkhorn, that's BLENKHORN, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Kate Lempriere. Phone 0427 371 263. Email k.lempriere, that's LEMPRIERE, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Jodie Owen. Phone 0427 294 893. Email j.owen, that's OWEN, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Colin Ross. Phone 0428 598 491. Email c.ross, that's ross, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Bald Hill Road no longer a hair raiser. Pakenham's busy Bald Hill Road has been given a smooth makeover with a recently completed upgrade. The bustling thoroughfare, used by thousands of vehicles a day passing through town on their way to industrial estates or as a connector to outlying towns southeast, has been reconstructed between Racecourse Road and Webster Way. The road now has a new deep asphalt pavement and pedestrian island. Central ward councillors are pleased that the works will make Bald Hill Road a much safer place for the road's 10,000 daily users. Councillor Kate Lempriere thanked businesses, residents and commuters for their patience during the project works. "We all now look forward to a much improved road surface and a better, smoother ride for all," Councillor Lempriere said. "The improvements will also benefit businesses in the area." Councillor George Blenkhorn said the previous road pavement will be recycled and put to good use in further construction works at IYU Recreation Reserve. "Council is committed to recycling road material wherever possible, and it is great that this road material will be reused." The $600,000 project was funded by the Australian Government's Roads to Recovery program. Office space, a boost for business. A new office complex in central Pakenham will deliver improved services for residents and a timely boost for the business sector, according to Central Ward Councillor Kate Lempriere. The three-storey building will provide modern office accommodation and create jobs. Councillor Lempriere said it was a vote of confidence in the local economy. "This will be a high-quality development in central Pakenham that will boost employment," she said. "Located on the corner of Henry and John Streets, it will be built on a vacant site that was previously leased by council to provide overflow car parking." Councillor Lempriere said council had been mindful in its conditions of approval to ensure that car parking needs would continue to be met around Pakenham's shopping hub. Big score for state-of-the-art recreation reserve. The new soccer showpiece, IYU Recreation Reserve in Henry Road, Pakenham, will receive $3.5 million from the Victorian Government's Interface Growth Fund, in addition to Council's contribution of $2.35 million to date. Mayor Councillor Jodie Owen said the rapid growth of Pakenham, Officer and Beaconsfield had prompted significant increases in demand for expanded recreation facilities. "Already clubs have to create waiting lists for children wanting to play sport, and council recognises the value that recreational facilities play in encouraging healthy and active lifestyles. We welcome the Victorian Government's contribution, on top of council's commitment to further improving the options available for families and children wanting to play sport and enjoy other recreation activities in our growing community," Councillor Owen said. Rail crossing upgrade tops advocacy list. The long-awaited and much-needed upgrade of the McGregor Road rail crossing in Pakenham remains a top priority for council in its advocacy on behalf of the local community. Central Ward Councillor George Blenkhorn said council continued to press the need for this upgrade at every opportunity. "Council has funded the road duplication from the Pakenham Bypass to the Princes Highway at a cost of $8 million, and the rail crossing upgrade is the only outstanding works to resolve the current congestion and improve road safety. Given the significance of McGregor Road as a link between the bypass and the highway, Council took the lead to ensure it acted to improve traffic flows and safety in the area. Unfortunately, this work won't have its fullest impact until the railway crossing is upgraded. The bottleneck created continues to create frustration and inconvenience in our community. This is not something Council can deliver alone, and we continue to urge other levels of government to play their part in providing this vital piece of infrastructure for our fast-growing population. Council has engaged VicTrac to complete detailed designs for the crossing upgrade, which is expected to cost about $4 million. Up to 17,000 vehicles are using McGregor Road each day, and that number is expected to reach 32,000 in the next 5 years. Accompanying photos show Councillor Kate Lempriere, Councillor George Blenkhorn and Mayor Councillor Jodie Owen at the site of the Bald Hill Road Works. Developers Wayne Spencer and Michael Spencer with Councillor Kate Lempriere at the site of the future office complex in Pakenham. Pakenham United Football Club players are looking forward to playing at IYU Recreation Reserve. And Councillor George Blenkhorn at the McGregor Road rail crossing.